Okay, Ricky, we're ready for you, please.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Daryl. Before I get started on the word, Mom asked me to read these verses first, and then so I'll be sharing, like Daryl said, the revelation the Lord gave to Mom, and then when I'm done, she's lost her voice. So that's kind of where we're at right now, but they're going to try to really turn up the volume so she can step in as soon as I'm done and share a couple of things. So she's on with us, of course, but she's asked me to step in and read this. All right, so the first verse is Jeremiah, verse 1, and I'll be reading chapters 9, sorry, chapter 1, verses 9 through 12. And this is the anointing that's on the call tonight. So that's for our translators so they can get that pulled up. Jeremiah 1, verses 9 through 12. And after that, I'll read Jeremiah 2, verses 2 through 9. So Jeremiah 1, verse 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day appointed you to the oversight of the nations and to the kingdoms, to root out and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch or a shoot of an almond tree, the emblem of alertness and activity, blossoming in late winter. Then said the Lord to me, You have seen well, for I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. Praise the Lord. So that's the anointing that we're under tonight. And then Jeremiah 2, verses 2 through 9. Go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I earnestly remember the kindness and devotions of your youth, your love after your betrothal in Egypt and marriage at Sinai, when you followed me in the wilderness in a land not sown. Israel was holiness, something set apart from ordinary purposes. Dedicated to the Lord, the first fruits of his harvest for which no stranger was allowed to partake. All who ate of it, injuring Israel, offended and became guilty. Evil came upon them, saith the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all of the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, What unrighteousness did your fathers find in me, that they went far from me and habitually went after emptiness? Falsity and futility, and themselves became fruitless and worthless. Nor did they say, Where is the Lord who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought and in the shadow of death and deep darkness, through a land that no man passes through and where no man dwells? And I brought you into a plentiful land to enjoy its fruits and good things. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination and detestable and loathsome. Even the priest did not say, Where is the Lord? And those who handled the law given by God to Moses knew me not. The rulers and secular shepherds also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by the authority and in the name of Baal and followed after things that do not profit. Therefore, I will still contend with you by inflicting further judgments on you, says the Lord, and with your children's children will I contend. So, Mom, shared that she wanted me to add that we want you to know what God is doing tonight. God is contending. Praise God. All right, so this word that she had is called the end of it all. It's a very encouraging, and I believe you will be very blessed as I read this. So pay close attention. Wednesday night, I heard the voice, and now she this is this Wednesday that just passed. Wednesday night, I heard the voice of a man and received a vision simultaneously. Both of these were confirmed by the Urim and Thummim. I was told that those nations of the world that had come under the New World Order were 666. I saw that clearly in the vision. The growing number was now under this force. The rest would follow suit. By the end of the year, it would have many more, including the U.S., and they would be under 666. Not that this is not already pretty much true, but all the nations would feel the claws of the New World Order come into their nation and turn it into a massive communist world unbelievably soon. But Christ has broken the back off that movement. I saw it clearly. Their plan will not happen. There is a council behind this work and has been from the beginning. He told me its name, but I lost it as the vision faded because I went into shock when he showed me the 666 reality of what I had seen and written about prior being implemented without mercy throughout the whole world. I mean, it was like a veritable knife went through my heart. But then he showed me the rest. It will not happen. He just broke the back of the serpent, he being the Lord. His words, he spoke the communique by words and revealed it by vision, pictorially, and confirmed it by the Urim and Thummim. It is the three witnesses throughout the whole process. I was awake most of the night. When I finally went to bed, I had a dream, and when I awoke, I had several quick visions. In the dream, I saw a man standing in front of the biggest world map I've ever seen. It was gargantuan. It covered the whole long wall, about three times the size of a large projector screen. The Lord made it clear to me and wanted my focus on what was about to be said and shown. He was pointing out that people were being picked up all over the world. He told me it would take some time, but we know where they are. Praise God. There were several mini clips of people from races all over the map being shuffled off to prison. I saw people in prison playing prison games together. All of these people had been or were being picked up. There was a quick trial and execution of the determined crime, whether it would be prison or corporal punishment. These people were not just human traffickers, but those who played a role in bringing about the New World Order. These people work as part of the chief echelon group and clear down to the bottom of the pyramid. No one had the power to resist arrest. As they went through and did everything they needed to do, whether it was finding documents, whether it was destroying technology, whatever they needed to do, all of that happened before my eyes, plus the arrest. It was amazing to see that these people had no resistance to anything that was happening. They didn't try to run or squeeze out of the grip of the officer. They couldn't think clearly enough to try to find a hiding place. There was no resistance because God himself took that from them. The good guys were also making plans to finish destroying the dumps. Businesses that worked cooperatively with the people in the dumps were also arrested, tried, convicted, and their discipline determined. I also told you several times in the past that corporal punishment will be affected, and it's still true. The New World Order has been plundered. I'm waiting to hear what God will decide to do with the Catholic Church and any more information he wants to give me. Everything was so crystal clear. There was simply no doubt. We're at 25 years of the GOE's interceding, repenting, and bleeding against this terrible viper in the earth. I'm just amazed. He told me, third time since last year, this victory is occurring because we prayed, we stood in the gap, and made ourselves available that he could use us to bring down this terrible stronghold in the earth. Mind you, I'm not saying we crushed this terrible force from hell. We did what we were told to do so he could do what only he could do. Praise God. If you want to say to yourself, well, God uses intercessors all over the world, I'm sure that he did have some intercessors all over the world. But I have to promise you this. And the many times that he or an angel appeared or took me to heaven to talk to me about these things, he's never once said, it's because of you and my worldwide network of intercessors that we were able to do the things that we are doing. He never has. He always addresses our small company of prayer leaders and intercessors. Still, I do believe that he did have intercessory teams throughout the globe praying in secret as they were called by him. Now, just by practical sense, we have to understand that there are other intercessors, but two things play into this. The problem is they have to wear many powerful mantles. If intercessors are joined by two or three other people in their country, the groups are going to be small. He showed that to me early on. It's because the nucleus of God's plans and purposes are being held in his bosom. We are the nucleus, and whoever he's brought into the wheel are people that are dependent on God, on what God is releasing into the earth, to the things he has us praying. It's like we're the heavenly computer bank, and that all the intercessors unknowingly draw from, and we from him, the captain of the host. It's really quite remarkable. For us to be faithful and stay faithful in light of all that we've gone through has so pleased the Father, because now when I saw the vision, 666, a man's hand came down and ripped that right out of the page it was attached to. And he said to me, this will not happen. I, meaning him, the Lord, have spoiled it. He spoiled those plans. I am in and out of tears and joyful laughter. My heart feels so comforted, like I haven't known in over 20 years. I believe it's because the Lord ordained that for us. And this is one of the reasons I'm just so excited to be able to share this with you. Now you can drink of the comfort of the Lord. So to hear for sure that the death of this movement, 666, went so much deeper and broader than that, and so much more complete than that, just gives such a comfort to my heart. It may take much longer the way he does it, but it's so thorough when he finishes destroying the enemy's plan and cutting this tree right down to the root. It's just a marvel to know and understand God. Don't you think? Amen. What the good guys will do and are already in the process of doing, when they do get to a certain point, the heavens will start getting cleaned out and we will feel like a new earth has been born because of the innocence from the lack of horrific darkness that has covered the face of the globe for so many generations. There is no place in the world where the practices of the New World Order has done injury to human beings then the whole program will not be ripped out by the roots and the nation healed, as long as these people are willing to work with God. I don't see how it is possible for them not to work with him, because everything I saw showed passivity. Their running was over. I shared with you some visions that I had about different people evading arrest. Bill Gates was one of them. Their initial plan, at least here in the States, was to dart in panic. But what I saw now, these people couldn't decide what to do or where to go. They fell into massive confusion. They didn't know their right hand from their left. Before the whole thing was over, they melted into passivity, just like the ones I saw when they were first approached by authorities. I know you guys have paid a price. You've all experienced some kind of loss during this project. You've all paid prices. It's been worth it for those who have been with us from the earliest stages until now, or maybe left only just recently. All will have the reward set aside for them for what they gave to bring down this horrible serpent from the face of the earth. There's just something that happened to me when I saw the map of the world. It hit me so hard for the first time. This really is a world endeavor by the good guys, headed by the captain of the host, our Lord Jesus Christ. It is a world freedom. I don't know what will happen between now and the end of the year. I only know that there's an immeasurable effort being done in secrecy, such as the stealth warfare that I've seen so many times. I think the reason why Trump will get the election is because enough will have been done that there will be no choice in the people who are in those positions of authority, that they cannot deny the evidence. Still now, they have chosen to deny and keep their eyes blind regarding this whole movement. They will be forced to see that the things that they have done against Trump has been to increase the power of the delusion that they built. Trump really was not guilty of all the things for which they accused him and all that they put him through. It was such a relief to see that these things, the spirit and the activities that kept things hidden, will be gone or being erased at this very moment. We will continue doing the gatherings, but our continued intercession will be to walk with them in the things they're doing to clean up the mess. We will uproot, plant, and build. The purpose of our prayers will be to plant the new America, the new world agenda, which will be God's, His great blessing, and for the great awakening. The Lord told me that once the great awakening has completed important work, we can pray anytime we feel like there's a need to be a greater measure of release upon the earth, and He will do it for us, not just for us, but for the world. It will be needful for us to keep the praying going as they clean up the mess and as God is recreating the nation. Oh, so wonderful. No wonder Trump's actions were what they were in the vision I had, with Trump squeezing Melania's hand saying, I never knew it would be this beautiful, while standing on top of that mountain with his children, administration, and friends looking down over the nation, absolutely clothed in brilliant crystalline glory. And this was, Mom shared this with our team. And so there was a question from a team member. So this is the question. I'm from the school where they taught where the Antichrist is going to rule in the last days because the entire world would be in subjection. Many years ago, I asked you about this, and you responded by saying, well, it doesn't have to include America. That was the first time that I've ever heard that. Are you saying not only just America, but the world and the nations? So that means there's a new verse being written in Revelation with them not taking the mark of the beast? And her answer was, no. In time, when God allows the reign of the Antichrist, there will be those who will accept the mark and others who will not. We've never seen the likes of the vast numbers in creation that will become martyrs for his glory as unto that day. So that will eventually happen. What God is buying for us is time. He is buying us healthy time. I don't believe the Lord is saying he's only giving us 10 years. This reminds me of a vision I had when I was with my dear friend Bonnie. We were praying in the prayer room of her husband's church when I had the vision. I saw the world clothed in something. That's all I can say at this point. I don't remember what it looked like. I don't remember really anything about it except that there was a covering around the face of the globe. Next, I saw a great angel. I have no idea how big this angel was, but he was great in size. He swooped down and ripped a hole in this covering so that God's work could get through a special revival-type anointing. I found recently that there were a few times when the Lord actually used that word awakening to me in earlier visions, but I had completely forgotten that he had done that. So this angel swept down and made a cut, creating a long hole. The rip in the covering was as long as the north is from the south of the earth. Then he picked up the covering like picking up the lid of a bread box and pulled it up into the sky. This was enormous because it was the length of the whole earth. Probably half the globe was now naked from the work that the angel did. I saw immediately millions of souls rise up through that new escape that he just made. The angel stood there waiting for every last soul to come. When the last soul came near the edge of the rip, the angel started moving toward heaven. I think he did that because the space that he created couldn't accommodate such a massive number of people. The saints moving toward heaven weren't flying by their own energy. They were in what looked like a huge bridal veil. The people in the front began to take on collectively, all of them together, the image of a woman. Then all the people that were not put in that image began to form a veil that started at the top of her head and went down her back. It was definitely separated from the bride herself by enough space that you could see that a veil was being created. The veil went all the way back to that hole and was growing inside of the world as more and more people were being rescued by the awakening. This is why that's so important. When the angel finished lifting the bride in her wedding attire from the earth, I looked down to see what was left. It was only darkness. My heart broke because I knew there were people that were now forever trapped in darkness. The bride was the most elegant and beautiful woman you've ever seen in your life because everything was clothed with the glory of our Lord. Those that were left to the bitter cruelty of that darkness until the time of the end. When the vision came to an end, I saw standing beside me, literally, not in a vision, but standing next to me, a huge angel. He came into the room and was actually the one that was showing me this beautiful imagery. The angel said to me, "Nita, there is one here that I need to introduce you to. You're going to see its head right now. There it is." The being's head looked like a dragon. It was mammoth in size. The dragon's eyes were huge, and he was drooling blood. I was terrified. I said to the angel, "Why did you bring him to me?" He replied, "This is the spirit that rules over all America from the West Coast to the East Coast. His body and appendages cover the whole nation. He is what rules America." I said to the angel, "Why are you showing him to me?" Again, he replied, "It's your job to dethrone him. He has known someone was coming for many years, but he's never known who. Today, he knows it's you who will dethrone him and bring him to naught. You need to know this because you need to walk circumspectly with the Lord throughout your entire life. You will be dealing with spirits just like him, but he is the first to fall." So what we have is a picture of the Lord taking his beautiful bride, leaving the world behind without any light. During that time, I still believe Satan will have started to spread his evil worldwide. Then a time will come yet, the bride will be wholly gone. The world will suffer the punishment of the darkness, and more will be redeemed. Things will come to the close, but darkness and all of its minions will be disciplined to the uttermost by God. If anyone wants to know if a spirit can die, if the Lord tells it to die, yes, it can. When it dies, it starts shriveling up to nothing. I've seen it over the years. At least a dozen different spirits fall to the ground at the sword of an angel, die, and begin to disappear. When they're gone, they're gone. We might believe spirits live forever, but only if God determines that it does. When he comes to the place where some spirits have overplayed their hand and caused more damage than he's permitting them to cause, he will take them out and they will die. That's just his way. Don't you think that could still include what you and others have probably been taught? The next question, how much of what you saw regarding the arrest will happen this year? And the answer, I believe at least it's happening right now as we speak. When it began, I don't know, because it's been two or three different times that the Lord has told me that certain work that he gave us to pray over has accomplished its purpose. But then what follows it would be a new revelation to pray over things we hadn't prayed over enough, or maybe we had never prayed over it. So we've been praying over the pieces of the puzzle until all the intercession that was needed to complete the puzzle was poured out and the Lord was given a path. I wish that everyone who has ever been with this ministry, as things begin to pour out before the public, which that time is coming, that they could see it and know that it was really from the years of investment that they made in our intercessions. It would be so wonderful if God would do that. Something else I want to say regarding God's dealings with the New World Order people is that this undertaking is so massive that it would seem like it would take at least a decade to finish it. But God is going to do this new thing quickly. How long will it take? I have no idea. Sometimes he'll tell me, but sometimes he doesn't. But we will begin to see things happening because now we're looking for it. When we start to see it, we will come to the insight or revelation that this is part of the thing that I am sharing with you right now. When you see it, just pray in tongues that the thing will continue on with such precision. I know what it will look like because I've been deliberately shown this by God. Otherwise, I wouldn't know. Angels can flick around here and there in a split second of time. One year, I was in the Bay Area of the Gulf of Mexico, spending some weeks just in solitude and prayer. An angel suddenly appeared clear across the bay while I was sitting on a swing on the patio overlooking the bay. The next second, he was standing in front of me. Now, I would say that was pretty fast moving. If they have the power to move that quickly, how quickly would the Lord finish what he has begun? And will he increase the awakening to help this whole effort so that we can move into the revival manifestation of the Great Awakening? Yeah, probably. But just the initial points that are to be covered or considered. There will be some really fast-moving activity in the heavens as God continues moving to implement the first stage. I want to say something about the vision I had of Joe Biden with his tech guy, and he was announcing that the New World Order had arrived. I don't know if that happened or not. If it hasn't happened, my question is, what has happened between the time he left the presidency and the time that he returns long enough to implement that vision? I don't know. I can say this, if we never see it actualized, it will be that God did his work, so it cannot happen. The Lord revealed it so succinctly that I wouldn't forget any part of it. In the person that I saw, which I've mentioned to you before, we've never seen that side of Joe, ever. But I really feel like this red tech eye was indicative of the New World Order's ownership of him. Included in that vision, Joe said he would deal with the people scattered all over America from the chaos that broke out. So did our intercession break that so it didn't happen? It's possible. If we don't see it come to pass, it will be because we were able to subvert that particular chaos. I do know we cut it down to closer to 40% of what the original 100% contained. Only 40% could happen and will simply be due to the fallout of the 666 order. Flailing its swan song, meaning collateral damage. So he may have curtailed that. We need to keep the future in mind that this may still end up being a marker for us, or it may not be because prayer, or it may not because prayer and God's intervention. To reiterate, the New World Order has been plundered. I'm waiting to hear what God will do with the Catholic Church. The New World Order has been struck by the hand of our August God, just as the fig tree was struck by his power when Jesus cursed it. It died. In less than 24 hours, all source of life was gone. Even so, the New World Order, with its ultimate plan to bring the actual Antichrist to power, has been stripped by the almighty hand of God. Yesterday, he struck it dead. The elite have spent 200 years trying to bring this about. Yesterday, the Lord blasted their plans to oblivion. He showed it to me in a vision. Like a sick animal choking to death, the New World Order is doing what every air-breathing animal does when it cannot breathe. It thrashes. But death does come. In this case, the animal is a force, a demonic force built under the auspices of Satan's kingdom. God sent death right into its heart. We will see the flailing, the gasping for breath, like a dragon or a gator when under attack uses a powerful tail to bring its enemy down. We will see and experience the thrashing about as it struggles for air, not knowing that with every effort to breathe, it is sending death deeper into its internal parts. All will fail, all will fail because our mighty God deprives it of life. The next strike will be the Catholic Church. My last statement will be this. There are not enough words to say thank you to Jesus and the Father for what they have been doing, what they will be doing, and for the holy and wonderful things that are coming. He surely is going to show himself strong in this hour, and it is really going to be amazing. Amen. Amen. Okay, Mom.
You did a good job, Ricky. That was beautiful. Okay, tonight we're going to be going through the points that we have set out for our leaders to lead in prayer with. And then when we are finished with those and all the praying is done that God wants finished, we're going to move into a particular and special work of the Spirit to birth some things, plant some things, and to uproot other things, just as she read in the book of Jeremiah. So please stay with us all night. Jesus needs you. We need you. And you will love being able to be a part of this unbelievable moment in human history. I bless you. I bless you, Ricky, for doing such a wonderful job. Thank you. And Daryl, we turn it back to you.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay. So this says that the back of the New World Order has been broken. The 666,
yes.
It's been broken.
Yes.
So some might ask, does that mean we stop praying? And I know that what you wrote is, no, we don't stop praying. We follow the leading of the Lord because we may need to pray to increase and expand the Great Awakening. We may need to continue repentance over certain bloodletting issues because until those things are completely eradicated, does that help pave the way for an expansion of the awakening? Does it help bring increased healing in the nation? You know, is it important for us to stay the course in our prayer while we see this implemented?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And even when the awakening is moving at its epic best, we will still need to meet together. When the Lord sets the schedule so that we can keep, you know, moving in front of the glory, breaking down any residue of things that could hinder it in its journey across the world. It may not make sense right now, but sometime when I have a voice, I'll try to explain it to you more deeply.
Okay, thank you. That's good, because I know that, you know, people will be wondering. That's why I asked the question. People will be, not, you know, what's our role now? So we're not finished as intercessors. The call and the commission is every bit as important today, if not more, as we work with the Lord and his plans. So that's what I'm hearing. Is that, am I hearing that correctly? And
yeah,
you'll
you
explain
are.
It more later.
You are. People don't realize.
Okay.
People don't realize. It's so often when revival is released, there is hearty prayer that has prefaced it, and we'll maintain it for as long as the intercessors will pray. So if that means years, great. If it means a decade or two decades, wonderful. But when the intercessors quit praying, then the glory diminishes until it comes to a halt. So there's always need for prayer. But God knows where He's planting the people He will be planting to pick up the baton, so to speak, as He moves us along. I hope that helps.
Yeah, I think it will. I think it will help people. It'd be good if in the coming weeks, if you can, you know, talk about revival and the awakening and why God chose to stay His hand of judgment and bring forth revival, and the impact of that in a nation and the people of the nation, in the big picture. I think people would really love to hear that. I think it would bless them and encourage them to stay the course, like you just suggested. That would be so good, Mom.
How would we do that? Are we supposed to, in this next week, prepare for the GOE, or what are you thinking?
I was just thinking, not because we have our GOE. So after the GOE,
yeah,
it would be really good for you to be able to talk into that. Yeah. I think it would help people. Thank you guys for being patient while we had this conversation. But I know that I get questions sometimes, so I thought I'm going to ask these right now, so that they can be on this recording, so people can hear it. So that would be really good, Mom. I think it will help people a lot.
Okay. Thank you.
I know her voice is so strained. They have her turned all the way up over there. Daniel's doing a great job with the sound. So, okay, I won't strain you anymore. I just wanted to be able to ask those questions.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Love you.
All right. Love you.